The Great Home Robbery. All of a sudden, the robbery of a home has become the talk of the town. What is fascinating people is not just the money that was taken, but the money that was alleged to have been left behind. The story began on November 11th, when Permanent Secretary for Transport Supotsaplom reported to police that his house had been broken into and 12 million baht was missing. Two of the suspected burglars, Sintong Jaichuan Tom 44 and Satgao Nam Wong 59, were caught on Thursday. They allegedly confessed they took away not 12 million baht, but more than 200 million in cash from Mr. Supot's house in Lat Prao Soi 64 in Bangkok's Wang Thong Lang district. But that huge haul, according to one of the robbers, was less than half of what they left behind. According to police, Mr. Sintong said that when he, Mr. Satgao, and four other men, including the gang leader, broke into Mr. Supot's house, they found between 700 million baht and 1 billion baht stashed away in bags. Police Major General Wee Nai Tong Song, acting chief of the Metropolitan Police Bureau, yesterday said two more suspects had been arrested in Utradit. 9 million baht in cash was seized from them, the officer said. The suspects, known only by their first names of Wan Nai Grit and Bun Su, were being taken to Bangkok for questioning. Police Major General Wee Nai said video footage from security cameras showed members of the gang had made away with large bags, which could mean they had stolen a lot of money. The question everyone is asking is how could a government official have honestly amassed such a huge amount of cash? It is important to remember that we don't know that he did. We only have the word of a robber. Mr. Supot has been transferred to an inactive post pending an investigation. Mr. Supot himself explained that the money he had reported as stolen was the dowry he received on the marriage of his daughter. He declined to say how much it was. He insisted it was none of his personal money. "I don't keep my money at home," he said.